Let's see now. Oh, this is my
mouth.
Mm-hmm. And in my mouth I have this.
Teeth.
And this is a
tooth.
Uh-huh. And these set in my
gum.
On my hand, this is my
palm.
And these are
your fist.
And in my wrist here, there is a
joint.
This is my
chest.
These are my
shoulders.
And what would be
thigh.
This? Well, from here on up into here.
That's your thigh and hip.
Uh-huh. Is that ever called haunches?
No. No.
If a person can lift 200 pounds, you'd say he's mighty.
A stout.
He has a great deal of...
Strength.
He has a lot.
He'd have a great deal of strength if he lift 200 pounds.
And someone who takes the joke well and laughs and jokes, you say, is...
Well, I'd say he's a pretty good guy. I thought that he'd be joking.
Uh-huh. Someone who is, who trips over things and his hands get in the way, you say is...
Clumsy.
And someone who never spends a nickel is...
Tight.
A person who's, say 90 years old and likes to do things and goes a lot...
Say is active.
Uh-huh. How about a person of that age whose mind is very sharp?
I'd say for his age he's brilliant.
He's what?
He's brilliant for his age.
Uh-huh. And some people can get along with snakes, and then other people are...
Afraid of them, and I'm him.
Yeah, I'm with you. Someone who just puts on one pair of clothes, or one set of clothes, and wears them and wears them and wears them until they just about fall off, and you say is mighty...
I'd say it's mighty nasty.
any other word? Were.
Yeah, I'd say he was a tramp and filthy.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, as far as clothes go, he's just mighty...
I'd say he's mighty poorly dressed.
Uh-huh. How about a fellow who smokes a pipe, and let's say he drops tobacco and burns holes in his shirt? You'd say he's kind of...
Makes it, yes.
Uh-huh. Anything else you might say?
Yeah, I'd say if he's as stout as some of my friends, that he ought to throw it away and get a new one. If we're strong.
A person who makes up his mind and won't change it no matter what?
I'd say he's a very hard-headed and, to me that's terrible. A man showing he's wrong and then he wouldn't change it. Well, I'd think he'd be awful radical.
Mm-hmm. And a person who is strange in many ways, you'd say he's...
Peculiar.
A person who is easily offended?
Well, he's a bad man to be around. A fellow that's easily offended. Uh-huh. Is true that he's very high-tempered.
Uh-huh. And would you say he's anything special? You say, my goodness, he's built around him. He's...
Yes, he's very high-tempered.
Uh-huh. Ever use the word touchy?
Very touchy, yes. Yes.
It's supposed to be that if you wave a red flag, you'll make a bull
fight.
Uh-huh. You fight because he's what?
Well, it makes him mad.
Uh-huh. And if somebody's excited and you want to soothe him, you say, "That's all right now, just
quiet down."
Uh-huh. And somebody who's worked all day comes in and sits down, and he says, "My goodness, I'm
tired."
If you saw somebody who had a runny nose and red eyes and a cough...
I think he had a bad cold.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you might say to him, when did you...
See the doctor.
Well, before that...
When did you take that cold?
Uh-huh. And when he talks and his throat's kind of rough and croaks, you say, my goodness, but you're...
Hoarse.
Say he has a
cough.